that sentiment I shared last week about 1Password upset 1Password users. Not surprisingly. And so I got a lot of venting on Twitter and in direct messages. And I mean, and I understand. I was tough on 1Password, mostly because it seemed that that their priorities were wrong. And that was ultimately all I was arguing with. But, you know, people don't want me to disagree with their choice that they've invested in. So I get it that people were upset. But some people sent me a link to the technical disclosures that 1Password has published. And, you know, they are quite forthcoming with all of their docs. And of course, we know that's an absolute requirement of somebody who is going to be hoping to provide us with a security product if they want anyone to really make a knowledgeable appraisal. And I was impressed by that. I was impressed by their style and by their disclosure. I remain unimpressed by just their handling of this. For example, they did a blog post with the headline, "When a Leak Isn't a Leak," and referred to Dale's post, the Microsoft software guy who started this and who's the top of whose blog post I shared last week. They did not link to it, so they didn't make it easy to go find it, but they just referred to it. And I got onto this from their tweet, which said in response to somebody else, and there was at Twit was mentioned and at SGGRC was mentioned in 1Password's tweet response. They said, "It's encrypted by Dropbox password." And it's like, oh, God, guys, okay, stop talking. You're hurting yourself. You're making it worse. So apparently their argument was that, yes, the user is responsible or some third party is responsible for encrypting the 1Password database in order to keep the metadata from being available, which is, you know, not something, you don't want the company you're trusting to be delegating the security without making it clear. I mean, you know, their position is, this doesn't matter. This is not sensitive. And they play up the fact that the password itself is always encrypted. But, you know, fine. But the whole point has been that metadata does matter. So they're now scurrying to fix this, to address the problem, and after 3 years to move people over to the secure solution. But the piece of information that I didn't have before that came from looking at the technical specs of the default organization is that they made a crucial original design mistake for a good reason, but it hurt them. And that was every single item in the vault is contained in a separate file. Now, their logic was that then they can use existing file sync technology to update only the file that changes. And that the changed file will just be one item. So when you change your password, that one item in one file will change. Something will notice, some file sync, which is sort of unspecified. They just say, oh, that, you know, it'll work with file synchronization systems. We'll notice that the timestamp is changed and update that one. The problem is, and many other people have discovered this over time, that sort of approach doesn't scale. And that's what bit them, is if you have 10 websites, okay, 10 files, not a problem. A couple hundred, it starts to be a problem. A couple thousand, oh my goodness. Because what that means is, and this is what they were saying, was it's not so much that they would have to decrypt every file. They would have to open every file. And I'm often amazed when I think about the logic that a contemporary operating system has to go through to decide if the process that is making a request to open a file has the rights to do so. It's the more you know about what it has to go through, the more amazed you are that we ever actually do get a file opened, because we have the process itself has a set of rights which are elaborate. Then oftentimes in, for example, a file system like Windows, you have inherited rights which inherit from the root all the way down through the tree with parent and child relationships. Then at any one of those nodes, you can have individual overrides of specific privileges that affect that file and may from that point on inherit downwards, but maybe not. Anyway, I mean, it's unbelievable. This is what the OS has to do when you say, open the file. I mean, it goes through all, and of course, we want that because we want sophisticated security support from our operating system. That's one of the main things that it offers us. But so now imagine if you have 2,000 little tiny itty bitty files and you need to search them in order to find something. So what they've done is with the newer format, they fixed that. Each of the items has a UUID, a universally unique identifier. And the UUID format has the first digit as hex. So it's going to be a 0 through 9 and then A through F. So that gives them 16 different possible first digits of a UUID. And so now they have 16 files, and they place each item in one of 16 files based on the first digit of that item's unique identifier. So they've controlled this explosion of itty bitty files that all have to be opened up and rifled through, and so they sort of have a trade off. So they immediately divide it into one of 16, and then that can grow. And in general, given good random numbers, all 16 files will sort of grow at about the same speed as you populate it. So I understand that the problem they had. Unfortunately, the decision they made when they had this wrong one file per entry architecture was to speed up what happened after the file got opened rather than consolidating all those little itty-bitty files, which they have now finally done. And as a consequence, metadata got loose.